Henry Ford from the Ford Motor Company was once asked by a young, ambitious employee, "Mr. Ford, how can I make life a success?" Henry Ford answered, "When you start something, finish it. When you start something, finish it." That was certainly the story of Nehemiah. Now remember, Nehemiah had plenty of excuses, legitimate reasons to give up on building this wall. He was confronted by not just a few obstacles, but wave after wave of opposition. Last week, we looked at some of that opposition, that wave of ridicule, the opposition known as physical violence. And then the wall builders began to turn on each other. And finally, the opposition said, "Well, let's just come together and talk as I stab you in the back." Yes, wave after wave of opposition bombarded Nehemiah. He simply wanted to do the work that God had called him to do. That brings us to our text, Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15 and 16. So the wall was completed on the 25th of Elul in 52 days. When all our enemies heard about this, all the surrounding nations were afraid and lost their self-confidence because they realized our work had been done with the help of our God. The wall had been completed in 52 days. Through perseverance, Nehemiah and his friends finished the task, the work. The work that God had placed on Nehemiah's heart was completed. Verse 15, chapter 6, the wall was completed. How did it happen? It happened through perseverance. Look how far they had come. Nehemiah began with a great passion that God gave him to go to Jerusalem and build the wall, and he followed that passion with prayer. He developed a great plan of action, and cooperation became the theme song of Nehemiah and his friends. And then it happened, the waves of opposition, but now completion. They finished. They persevered. But don't miss verse 16. When all the enemies heard about this, when all the surrounding nations heard, they were afraid and lost their self-confidence because they realized the work, this work, had been done with the help of God. Nehemiah never lost sight that this work was really not about him, and it wasn't about the workers who in chapter 3 built section by section. This was all from God. Nehemiah chapter 1, he began his prayer, "O Lord, O God of heaven, the great and awesome God, a God who keeps His covenant of love to those who love Him, to those who obey His commands." Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 14, Nehemiah told the people, "Don't be afraid of those. Don't be afraid of the opposition. Remember, the Lord is great and awesome." Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 20, Nehemiah said, "Whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, join us, for our God will fight for us." Throughout the first six chapters of this Old Testament book, we hear the message and we hear and we know of the thought and we press on with God, the courageous God, the covenant-keeping God, the God who protects, the God who leads. And the wall was completed in 52 days. The enemies were afraid. They realized that their work, what they had opposed, was of Nehemiah and Nehemiah's God. Nehemiah had perseverance, and he probably had a lot of patience, kind of like building a swing. Perseverance and patience. He took this seemingly impossible task dealing at times with very complacent people, opposition all around him, and yet through the power of God, he completed the task. He kept doing the right things. He kept doing the right things in the right way. He kept doing the right things in the right way with the right spirit until the job was done. Nehemiah didn't just survive. He thrived under the hand of God. Reminds me of Julius Caesar in 47 B.C. who said, "I came, I saw, I conquered." Nehemiah says, "We persevered. We finished. We completed the task with God." So what's the message for us today? It's so easy for me to read the story of Nehemiah and to leave and say, what a great story. What a great man of God building city walls in 52 days. Really unbelievable. It makes a great novel, a challenging story to read and to teach. But church, if we leave this text and this story of Nehemiah in the Old Testament and don't apply it to our church and to our lives, then we've missed the essence of Holy Scripture. For 136 years, Nehemiah's story has been the story of First Baptist Church Lufkin. A people of passion, a people of prayer, a people who stood together most times, a people who dealt with opposition, yes, waves of opposition, and sometimes those waves of opposition, as I read the church history, came in years of waves. Now, we're not there yet, but this is the church of perseverance, a church that has set her eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, a church that has said, "We will not look to the right or the left, but we will keep our eyes focused on Christ Jesus and the grace of God. We won't stop until we cross the finish line." But I tell you, I don't only have to read the history of the church, because I've had the privilege, as many of you, for the last 4 years of seeing God at work. I haven't had to read it. I've observed and experienced firsthand your perseverance, your attitude of finish and completion. The building next door is just one example. You started planning, raising money for that building when you didn't have a pastor. You had just gone through one of those waves of opposition, and yet some in the church said, "This is our moment. Now is the time. Let's start preparing to build a building that we've talked about for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. This is our moment." We're midway, about 50% on that building. Some of us, we've had to learn to wait on God. We've had to learn to trust in God, and yet there came a time where we had to step out in faith, knowing that God was in that and God was leading that. And it didn't always make sense. It may not still. Obstacles were so huge. We had to tear down a beloved building that had so many memories connected to it. We then had to transition to the another parts of the building that were never built for what we're using them. Our offices, our Mother's Day out, our nursery. We had to rearrange everything. We've had Sunday school classes that have been meeting for 3 years in a craft room and in a racquetball room. We've had some classes who have moved 3 or 4 times. We raised funds. Just this last week, we started using money that's not ours. We have mortgaged, we borrowed money, and the last draw to pay on our building started coming from the bank. Those are big obstacles. And by the way, if you have some money laying around between now and the end of the year, we need about $500,000 to really move into that youth building. We have some plans drawn. We have a great idea. But we need, the stock market's going like, go ahead and give it now. Don't wait. We're going to go ahead and do another campaign in the early spring. Know that. We're going to do a great campaign, pay this thing off. But between now and the end of the year, $500,000 sure could be put to good use. Don't wait for the market to do whatever it might do. We'll accept that check even today. So all of this stuff that we've been waiting and persevering, and it's not over. We still deal with architects and builders and permits and change orders and building committees and finance committees. And all along the way, we could just throw up our hand and say, forget it. This is too hard. How are we going to furnish it? How are we going to pay it? What about a new playground? What about chairs to sit in? Now, don't ruin this sermon. Don't give up. Don't give up. Persevere. Persevere. This church has done that through some faith-filled, spirit-led, spirit-driven women and men who kept saying, we will press on. We will press on. This church has realized who we are and who we can be and who we're becoming in spite of who we are, because we know who we serve. And with the help of God, we keep moving forward. It would be easy to make this sermon and to end it right here. And some of you think, well, maybe you should. But there's more. For this sermon is not just about building church buildings. Nehemiah persevered. He finished, he completed, yes, a building, a wall, and the gates. But I think this sermon has application for us as individuals. The majority of us here today, you can look around, the majority of us, maybe all of us, have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. There was a time in your life when you put your faith and trust in Christ. You accepted God's gift, grace gift, and you began a journey. You began your journey with Jesus. At the moment of salvation, the journey didn't end. When you accepted God's grace, that was not the end. That was just the beginning of a process of spiritual growth, of spiritual maturity. And now, boom, where has time gone? 40 years, 50 years, 60, 70 years since some of you began walking with Christ. Have you been walking or just existing? Some of you for the past 20 years, have you been walking and growing or just sitting? How many in your spiritual journey are just treading water or maybe rocking, waiting till we all get to heaven? Do you remember the joy of your salvation the moment you accepted Christ and started that walk with Christ? You couldn't wait to tell others. You couldn't wait to tell others of what Christ meant to you, that you had experienced salvation from God. You wanted to tell your friends. You wanted to tell your family. You served in the church in any way and every way possible. You wanted to be with God's people. You wanted to take God's word. You wanted to read and study. You didn't even know where to begin. And so you began in Exodus and Numbers and Leviticus, and then you found your way to the Gospels. You wouldn't think of missing worship. You wanted to pray every day throughout the day. You were giving. You were committed to the ministry and the cause of Christ through the local church. But can we be honest? Some have lost that joy. Now listen, you didn't lose your salvation. You can't do that. Once God has you and once you have God, you're not going to lose that. But the joy, that spirit of perseverance, trials came in your own life. Difficulties like those waves of opposition overwhelmed you. Maybe you just burned out, gave up. The church disappointed you. godly Christian people didn't act so godly or Christian, and you said enough. The Christ who you loved, the Christ who you loved became secondary to your job, to your club, to your team, to life in general. And like the church at Ephesus, you lost your first love. But you don't have to stay there. For even today, you can change all of that. You can commit anew. Nehemiah completed the wall on the 25th of Elul in 52 days with the help of God. He persevered. He persevered. And yes, he finished. He completed. Oh, the joy of finishing the work. Oh, the joy of keeping on. Keeping on, knowing that those waves do come. But you just keep going. The Apostle Paul to the church at Philippi, not that I have already obtained all of this, not that I'm perfect, Paul said, but I press on. Not that I've taken hold of it yet. Forgetting what's behind and reaching forward to what's ahead, I press on toward the goal, to the prize of Jesus Christ. I want to be like the Apostle Paul, who when that day came and it finished and it ended, he wrote those words to Timothy. Timothy, the time of my departure, and you know it, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith. Nehemiah, persevere. Finish. Complete. Oh, what joy for buildings and for us. Finish well. Shall we pray? Father, when we look at what you've done in our life, that you have given us the power to not only overcome, but the power to press on, to finish what we start, to finish well, to hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant, press on." All we can say is, "Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, joyful, joyful." Oh God, those waves are hard. When things turn against us, when the church fails us, when friends desert us, when the task becomes so difficult that we don't want to keep going. We just want to give up. "This is our moment" was the theme. We gave some money and we kept giving and we kept trusting and we kept meeting and thinking and planning and plotting, and now we're halfway there. Oh God, let us not give up. We put our faith and trust in you as children or teenagers, maybe at a youth camp or maybe at Bible school or maybe at a revival meeting. We were so excited to walk with you. We read our Bible. We studied. We wanted to do anything and everything, but life got busy and the church got crazy and we lost our joy. Oh God, this is the day of renewal, a day of commitment, a day of perseverance. Like Nehemiah, let us finish the task. Let us finish well. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.